It's the last day of class for the New York City public schools, and two fourth grade teachers at one Manhattan elementary school are particularly relieved. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports on how they got their wish of having a few of their difficult students spend the day in their shoes.
Nine and 10-year-olds are bursting with energy. It's normal for them to get a little rambunctious after they've been sitting a while. But these fourth graders at PS 51 are almost constantly moving or talking. That clap is how their teachers call them to order. It's heard again and again here in class 4302. A few students wander around the room because they can't sit still. Some cause so many distractions that they're seated at separate desks facing the walls. Their teachers say it's demoralizing.
I've never cried like I have this year.
Kate Gutwillig has been teaching for over 20 years. She and her co-teacher, Priscilla Wong, who's just in her second year, are equally frustrated by the class.
I've gotten so angry, and I've beaten up my bathroom door with a mop handle because it's so frustrating, because we haven't been able to get it to work.
The lack of respect in this room is, it's appalling, you know, and it's really depressing sometimes.
Class 4302 had 30 pupils for most of the year, 10 of whom have special needs. That's why there are two head teachers. But the gender balance is off, with 10 girls and 20 boys. Gutwillig and Wong say several boys have serious behavioral problems that require counseling and other services.
We have two students who drew extensive drawings of me during science class, being decapitated, nuclear bombs dropped on me, and I'm funny, and I'm nice.
And it's been an especially stressful year for everyone because the school on West 45th Street is being renovated. The kids are bused each morning to a temporary location on East 91st Street. The fourth grade teachers have tried different behavioral modifications, such as awarding kids extra points when they're good, but nothing worked. Then, in May, they tried something entirely new.
You have a problem?
Yeah, I have a problem. So I came all the way down here to talk to you guys about it.
One of the first grade teachers came in to ask the fourth graders for help. She told them her students have trouble reading and might not move on to second grade.
And I was wondering if maybe I could come down here and get some of you to help them out.
The plan? To have the fourth graders tutor the first graders. The kids would use a curriculum co-written by Teddy Gross, who runs the charity drive Penny Harvest. He hoped it would force the so-called bad kids to play a different role.
If you know what it's like to be a teacher, you probably are going to be a better student. And if you know what it's like to have to cope with a bad student, you're probably not going to be inclined to be one.
Are you still interested?
The students were psyched. "I'll take away my recess," offered a boy who's known for causing disruptions. Gross and an assistant then spent a week teaching the kids how to be tutors before sending them off to work.
Quincy, Eli, come.
The first task, picking a book.
Which book do you want to read?
When confronted with two distracted first graders, fourth grader Brandon resorted to pleading.
Eli, Quincy, you want to read now?
No.
Brandon's dark brown eyes were showing frustration, but he kept his cool, guiding his kids to a table. On the other side of the room, things were going more smoothly for a girl in a bright pink headscarf.
No, I don't need to fix it.
She was a natural, getting her two students to take turns.
Wait, take turns, guys.
But other kids found it difficult to share.
Well, thanks to me.
One fourth grade tutor got annoyed after he made a drawing with his little buddy.
Apparently, he's taking all the credit.
And that's when the light bulbs went off. The fourth graders met as a group after every tutoring session. Teacher Kate Gutwillig was amused when this same boy, who's a notorious troublemaker, told the students he was having a hard time with his buddy.
So I said, come on, then he said no.
That sounds familiar.
To you!
The rest of the kids caught on instantly. Gutwillig asked the boy how it made him feel when his buddy wasn't listening.
Now I feel how his couple of feels when I'm not there, and I just be like, no, I don't want to go, and all that.
Several students said they had trouble getting their buddies to cooperate in picking books or making art projects. One boy read an essay he wrote about his experience.
I hope everybody knows how it feels to be a teacher. I know how it feels, especially me.
As they shared their stories, the kids also explored why some of the first graders were having trouble. Brandon, the boy who struggled to get his two kids to pay attention, got frustrated when his classmates suggested he use two different books.
It's not about reading. The problem doesn't lie reading.
When a facilitator jumped in, Brandon got to the point.
What's your big problem?
Then what's the problem?
Behavior.
Okay. Gutwillig then offered her own advice from the trenches.
You know what, honey? You know, he is who he is, you know, but you keep going back and you just keep trying new things, and then that's the success. Like, that's what Miss Wong and I do. We come back every single day and we try and we try and we try, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but we never give up.
It was a tiny moment, but it cut to the truth. Student behavior can be the toughest part of teaching. And you can't know that until you experience it firsthand. But reversing roles wasn't a cure for class 4302. Midway through the six-week program, the two boys who told Gutwillig how they could relate to being a teacher were each suspended. One threw a tantrum, and the other got violent. It wasn't the first time.
I don't think the program doesn't work. I think that it just takes more than just one program in a month to really change what they grew up with.
Priscilla Wong explained that these incidents had nothing to do with the tutoring.
It goes way deeper than that. I think it has to do with family life. It has to do with their surroundings.
Those are the things no intervention can fix in just 6 weeks. And yet, at the end of the year, they all felt some sense of satisfaction. On the final day of tutoring, the first and fourth graders cheered as they were given certificates honoring their work. Kate Gutwillig, who's new to PS 51, called this the hardest year of her two-decade teaching career. But she said the tutoring project did bring everyone closer together.
I think there's been a change in our relationships, definitely. I think that that's definitely happened.
But in those moments when students are really acting out, she acknowledged it's hard for both sides to build a trusting relationship. That's why she wants to try the tutoring program again next year, starting much earlier than May. That way, she says, the students and their teachers won't have to wait for a crisis in order to build a healthier classroom community. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.